Hello, and welcome to the Afresh Reflection for the 13th of December. This week we were looking at Mary and the time that the angel came to see her to announce the birth of Jesus. It's from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. During the service, we spent a bit of time looking at paintings that showed this moment. Modern art picturing Mary, and in there she often looked bemused, surprised, maybe a bit wary. But we do know later on, when she went to see her kinswoman Elizabeth, and she came out with that wonderful hymn of praise, the Magnificat, that she was full of joy. So something had changed. We then spent some time thinking about what we feel about Mary. If I speak personally, sometimes I'm not so sure what I think about her. Sometimes she can seem passive, just saying, "Here I am, whatever." Sometimes I think it's because Roman Catholicism seems to idolise her. But we shouldn't forget how complex she is. And how often we get these little glimpses looking at her in the Gospels. For example, we see her fleeing to Egypt. We get the moment as a mother looking for Jesus in the temple and getting cross with him for staying behind. That amazing moment when she tries to drag him back home because he's making far too much noise, making a bit of a fuss. But she's also the one who asked him to solve the issue at the wedding in Cana. And then we see her later on following him. She's there at the cross. And then afterwards, she's in the upper room when the disciples were praying. So Mary is there through the whole story. When we spent some time together thinking about how we feel about Mary, a couple of themes came out. First of all, we remembered how young she was. We could see that in the art. It depicted a young girl, which we know from the story is the case because she was betrothed but not yet married. We discussed whether the fact that she then accepted the angel's announcement so easily was whether she was naive and thought, "Yes, whatever." Or was she obedient, just did what she was told? Although we said we didn't know many young teenage girls who would just obey, even if it was an angel. Was she switched on and understood more about the prophecy than the rest of us? Or was she connected to God in a way that we can't really understand? And then we had another discussion about praying to Mary. What does that mean? Why does it look like some people are praying to Mary? But then, after all, when we do pray, we are often interceding for others. So if we pray or we reach out to Mary, are we asking her to intercede just as we would any friend? And we know from that passage in Revelation that people are around the throne, the saints. So who knows, is Mary in there interceding for us? As we come closer to Christmas, it is good to remember those without whom the Christmas story just couldn't have happened. If Mary had turned round to the angel and said, "No thanks," it would be a different kind of story we would be talking about. So let us remember those who have gone before us with gratitude. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for all those who have done your will. Even when we don't understand it, we ask you to grant us the hearts to follow where you guide us. In the name of your Son, whom we are looking, waiting and watching for now. Amen.